You know why it's so quiet in here? All the children are in the chapel. So welcome to this time of worship on this fourth Sunday of the Advent season, the candle of love. And we pray that God's love will bless you all. And thanks for coming for the Children's Christmas Program. It's been fun the last few weeks working with them, and hopefully all the details will work out. For those that want to know, on page 6, you will see our Christmas Eve and Christmas and New Year's calendar, so please be aware of that. And as a way of an announcement, I have a special Bible that I'm going to give to Ben and Sue Buer. Back in 2009, the trip that went to Back Bay Mission rented an RV from a place in Stryker. And we went down, we used that RV for a couple of trips. Hadn't thought about it since 2009, but I got a call last week from a couple that is selling their house, and they used to own that RV rental business, and they found a Bible that has William J. Buer, St. John's UCC, written in it. Now, the note said they found it in 09, but they kept it. And there's something about a Bible that you can't just throw away. So, long time ago, which I know you like to keep old things, you know, and there's a couple of great notes in here, and one of them is a cartoon strip that they were trying to decide, you know, in the cartoon strip, it's the two old gentlemen, I can never remember the cartoon, they're trying to decide where his ashes should be placed upon cremation, and he said, take it mine to Joanne Fabric, because I know my wife will come visit me regularly. So that would have been Donna. When it comes to the children's program, as we sing, they're going to be walking in, they're going to take their spaces, and then the pre-K and K are going to share first, and then we're going to be going through the program kind of as listed in the bulletin, and note that the children are going to be singing the first verse of the carols, and then the congregation, you'll be led in singing the rest of those while the children get back into their places. So let us worship in the Spirit of the Lord.
Our call to worship this morning is Come to Us, and we have sung this the last couple Sundays. I ask if you are able to and would like to join with us. And as Pastor Eric will talk maybe later if he gets to get to the sermon, he talked about the names of Jesus in the first service. And in this song, it does talk about some of those. It talks about the Lord is our day spring, as he's the root of Jesse. He's David's son, the star of the morning, hope of creation. So may this Christmas season, may we have the hope in Christ. And I asked if you would like to join with us and come to us.
To praise you, the star of morning, we come to praise you, hope of creation, of all humankind. Reign over body, spirit, and mind. Come to us, O child of glory, born in our hearts. Come to us, O child of glory, and make us anew.
Gathered as the people of God, I invite you to share the peace of Jesus Christ with one another.
Our opening scripture this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "How, hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste." Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come here this morning to worship you and praise you in anticipation for the celebration of your birth in a week. Be with us today. Be with the children as they spread the message and share the message and good news of your son coming to earth to save us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Here at the stable, in the alleyway behind the nearby inn, the setting of the promised birth continues to unfold. The animals look upon these humans, maybe wondering why they have come to their humble home. The innkeeper has offered the stable to a young couple who has traveled far from their home. It's just the two of them, tired from their journey, needing a place to stay. They've searched the local inns, inquired about Bethlehem for a place to stay, with no luck, until the innkeeper offers them a sheltered place, not a room in the inn, but the stable in which he keeps his animals and the animals of other travelers. They gladly accept, for it'll keep the wind and out the cold. They snuggle in for the night and wait for the last few hours. As the woman is pregnant, her time is near. Mary and Joseph are tired yet expectant. Knowing of the angel's news, they wait for the birth of their child, God's child, Jesus, Emmanuel. It's still just an ordinary, simple stable with simple surroundings and humble people. On a night in which God blessed all people with great love, with great joy, with heavenly peace and everlasting hope. Let us join the singing of the first verse of Away in the Manger.
Down.
please rise as you're able, and we're going to sing our hymn of joy. It's O Little Town of Bethlehem. This is traditional and non-traditional all at once, but just reflect on the words as we are approaching Christmas and Christ's birth, and just the words of all these carols and how they just, I don't know, how they can play into your lives this week. O Little Town of Bethlehem.
On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we light all four of our candles of hope, peace, joy, and now love. As we light the Advent wreath today, we rejoice that Christmas is a time of worship, the moment when even the busiest of us pause and wonder. Christmas happens when God comes to us in love through Jesus Christ and fills us with love for all people. In 1 John 4, 9 through 11, we read, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you that Jesus showed your love for every person. Babies and children, the old and young, the sick and those who are strong, the rich and those who are poor. Lord, come to us this Advent season and give us love in our hearts for you and for all people. Amen. We respond with our hymn, The Advent Candles.
I want you to continue singing as we do our professional carol. We'll sing verses 1 and 3 of Angels We Have Heard on High.